Everybody who has lost their mother this last year, would in memory of that mother single out some old lady who has no family and there's no one to make a Christmas for her and try to make the old lady's Christmas a happy one. The mother who's gone across the Great Divide would like that tribute to her as her Christmas present.
Don Ellie, that's grand. That's a swell idea.
Come on, you two now. Don't get sentimental.
All right. I won't. Put me on the air, Alan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nellie Ravel.
God love her.
Sometimes. Howdy, Prince. You remember me, don't you? Please forgive my getting sentimental, but at this time of the year, it's pardonable, I guess. But when I see Alan Kent and Harold Levy and Art Bailey and Bill Pooler, our engineer, and all of these fine young musicians around here, I think how fortunate their mothers are to have such nice boys. And there isn't one among them whose mother I wouldn't like to be, not one. And now, folks, I have a grand program for you. Last year, from California came to us, almost unknown, but loudly heralded, a little girl called Francia White. She came on very short notice to sing on the Beauty Box radio program. It seems that Mr. Ken Dyke, was an advertising man for a product on the air, was almost frantic trying to get a certain quality of voice. One night, he and Mrs. Dyke were attending a motion picture show, The Mighty Barnum, it was. And one of the characters in the cast was Jenny Lind, who was played by Virginia Bruce. And the part of Jenny Lind stood out on account of the fine singing. Mr. Dyke was very tired and had dropped off to sleep during the picture, but as this lovely voice drifted through the theater, Mrs. Dyke nudged him and said, "Wake up! Here's just the voice you've been looking for." 15 minutes later, Mr. Dyke had George Engels of the NBC Artist Service on the phone. Yes, Mr. Engels knew the voice very well, but he knew it wasn't Miss Bruce who was singing. It was her double, Miss Francie White. And Mr. Engels also had the information concerning Miss White at his fingertips. He knew all about her. He called California that very night, instructed Miss White to take a plane for New York, and in 3 days, Francie White was here, singing the leading role in a Beauty Box theater program. Francie White is splendid. She's 5'2½ tall. She has dark hair, dark eyes, and she weighs, I presume about 110 pounds. She's usually costumed in very dark red, burgundy, trim to fur. She wears it very well, too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to introduce a very beautiful, natural, wholesome, unspoiled daughter of the West, little Francie White. Well, Francie, just so our friends out there will know I wasn't fooling them about your singing, suppose you sing a song for us.
All right, Miss Nellie, what would you like to have me sing?
Well, I know you like to sing the jewel aria from Faust, and Harold Levy and the boys like to play it.
All right, I'll try.
All right, just it.
Oh,
That was charming. Now maybe you'll tell our radio friends where you were born.
Oh, I was born in Greenville, Texas.
Oh, a Texas girl, huh?
My father was a cotton grower, and when I was very small, we went to California to live.
Did you go to school there?
Oh, I went to lots of schools there.
You did, a lot of them, huh? I'm surprised you did. Well, where did you live in California?
Well, in the winter, we lived in hotels in town, and in the summer, we lived in the San Gabriel Valley.
Are your folks musical?
Oh, yes. My mother was a music and vocal teacher and still has a conservatory in California. She's been educated in Europe, you know.
Did your mother teach you anything?
Well, my piano lessons began very early, of course. But Mother hadn't figured my voice was of sufficient quality to develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I used to hide behind the piano and while she was giving lessons to her large class of vocal students. Then I'd go around the house all day long, trilling and singing the very songs she was teaching the pupils. Finally, Mother began giving me lessons.
Well, where did you go to school?
I went to grammar in high school. And at 16, I wanted to study for a doctor.
A doctor of all things? Why?
I'll never tell why. But I was entered in the Occidental University, and I attended one semester.
Only one? You learned all there was to learn about doctrine in one semester, huh?
Yes, all I cared to know. Then Louis Gavre came to our town.
Oh, you mean concert singer?
Yes, and Mother was interested in his method of teaching, so she let me take lessons from him while she watched my progress.
Oh, you were the experimental product.
Yes. And in order to give my voice more vocal stamina and practice and to try my wings away from home, I went out with Santana and Marco and also playing on RKO circuit.
Well, you certainly got plenty of experience and vocal stamina at that 4 and 5 shows a day.
Do you know Ellen Bichard?
The concert singer? Oh, yes, I do.
Well, Annie Ellen took me up to KCJ to be auditioned for radio. They said I would do, and I sang on guest spot for a while, and once in a while on a commercial.
Have you made many recordings?
Oh, yes. I made several recordings. In 1933, there was a broadcast series called The Opera of the Air.
I recall that. The best singers of California were selected to participate in it.
And I was in it, too.
Yeah, I remember. You covered yourself with glory in that.
Well, through that, your old friend Sid Grumman engaged me to sing at his Hollywood Theater for only 3 weeks.
And you stayed 7 months. Sid told me how he built light opera presentations around you. But you used to dance there. You're a dancer, are you?
Oh, yes, I dance, too.
A ballet dancer, huh?
Oh, I do all kinds of dancing. I do tap, or ballet, almost anything.
Well, wasn't it from you at the Chinese Theater there that you were engaged for the first opera given by the Philharmonic Orchestra of California, the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes, Miss Nellie.
After the Hollywood Bowl, Max Reinhardt engaged you for his presentation of the Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes, and then that was followed with Grand Opera in Los Angeles, where I sang with Richard Crooks, Richard Vanelli, Mario Shamlin, Elizabeth Rethford, and Mr. Pinza.
They're good, too. What are your ambitions? Where are you trying to go?
Well, I'm still taking vocal lessons, and I'm practicing very hard. I hope someday to be a star in an operetta.
Well, a role in an operetta shouldn't be difficult for you to get with your talent.
Well, there aren't so many operettas written for high soprano voices, you know. I'd like something along the line of Victor Herbert's material.
Well, perhaps some of our younger composers will write an operetta for you.
I wish they would.
Are you wishing awfully hard?
Oh, terribly hard.
And you keep on wishing real hard. Subordinate everything to it, and you'll get it.
I hope so.
How'd you like to sing another song?
All right, what would you like?
Well, we know you can sing opera. Now, a musical comedy number.
Something from Bittersweet. I'll see you again.
I'll be fine.
All right.
your friends here. Here's hoping you won't miss California too much. We really have very nice Christmases here in New York, too, you know.
I know you do. And my mother is coming to spend it with me.
Oh, won't that be grand? And here's wishing you both a very Merry Christmas. What is your favorite tune? Harold Levy and the boys would love to sign off with a salute to you.
I'm awfully fond of the Naughty Marietta music.
Harold Levy, will you oblige the lady and play the Italian street song from Naughty Marietta? Good afternoon, friends. I'll be in D.C. seeing you.
Another of her radio columns of the air. Miss Revelle's guest on the program today was Miss Francia White. Next week at the same time, Nellie Revelle has invited the Norseman Quartet. This program is presented by the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building Radio Systems.